All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on Thursday. Had the opportunity to head down to Mercer County High School and watch them finish up their final Scholastic Bowl practice heading into the sectional at Sherrard on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And we're joined by Scholastic Bowl coach Kyle Caresco. Congratulations, a regional championship for the Scholastic Bowl program. And I remember you told me the story a couple of weeks ago, had a good year last year and got upset in the first round of the regional and went home with some pretty sad faces. You didn't let that happen this year.
No, we went down to Peoria Christian on Monday night and played our best matches of the year by far. We, like I said when we talked before, we had some unfinished business, and those kids went down there with the right mindset, and from out of the gates we just took it to every team. There were no close matches. Everything was put away early, and I couldn't have been happier with the way we played that night.
Well, that's great to, that's really great to hear. So how excited are you head into the sectional Saturday, which is really nice because there are four teams to sectional. You have Sherrard, which would be, is a nice matchup. You have Riverdale, who's coached by a former Westmer teacher and a Mercer County resident, and Jim Campbell. They have a very nice program up there, and he's a great promoter of Scholastic Bowl, by the way. And then Peru St. Bede is there, and I didn't realize how the postseason format is a little bit different because it's kind of one and done in the regional, you were telling me. The sectional, though, is a little bit different in terms of how you move on from there.
Yeah, the sectional is a full round robin, so we should open up with a match against Riverdale and Coach Campbell, and then play Sherrard in the second round, and then Peru St. Bede in the third and final round. The team that comes out with the best record advances to state next Friday in Peoria.
Do you like one setup better than the other? I mean, there seems to be probably a little more pressure in the regional format because you know if you lose, it's all over. So if you had a bad match early against Riverdale on Saturday, you still maybe have a chance to kind of recover?
Yeah, I like the sectional format a little bit better. Like I said, the pressure on a regional is it's one and done. If you have a bad match, it's over and done with. You can win a sectional with a 2-1 record. It comes down to tiebreakers in that case. But at least it gives you a shot. And it's with the matches being all consecutive, a team can play better later. It can play worse later. So if you lose in the first round, there's a possibility that if you can win the next two, the team that beat you earlier gets a little tired, a little worn out or something like that, and they falter in the last match. And there could end up being a three-way tie, and who knows what can happen with that. But it does allow a little more margin for error.
And, yeah, joking with a couple of the Sherrard kids this week in our high school sports spotlight program about Scholastic Bowl, and I said, you know, if you haven't been to an event before, you can go. And Saturday morning, I think, is a pretty good opportunity. You don't have to spend all day there, but if you've never been to Scholastic Bowl, like in a state tournament series setting, here's a chance maybe to go out and see what this is all about and be impressed by a lot of really talented kids, I think, from a lot of different schools, including the beloved Mercer County Golden Eagles.
You know, it's not the most fan-friendly sport, I guess you could say, because there's no cheering and all the hooting and hollering that you get at a traditional event, but the people who do come and watch it really do enjoy it. It is, I know it's weird to say, sitting around watching a bunch of kids answer questions, but it is exciting. You get nervous. And I am always told by the parents, I can't believe they know this stuff. I am amazed by how much these kids know. And it kind of humbles the parents, to be honest with you. And the people who watch it, they really do. I mean, they'll follow along. They'll have a notepad themselves. They'll try to answer the questions, see how they do. And we had a Masonic tournament just a few weeks ago down at Knoxville. And there was, it was a JV tournament at Roanoke Benson. And there was an older couple who came and watched one of our matches. They were just there that day to enjoy it. And they ended up following us around the rest of the day because we were winning all the matches. And they thought, well, this team's pretty good. We should follow them around. And they went with us all the way from round two to, like, round six or round seven. And it was really neat to have people tagging along. But it is exciting. It's different. There's no question about it. But it is exciting.
Are you – give me an example. You've been doing it for such a long time. Have you ever sat back and said, there's no way we're answering this question, and boom, some kid answers that question. Does anything come to mind?
It happens all the time. It happened Monday night. Question about minimalism. Guess Philip Glass, because that's the only one you ever hear. And the first question in the bonus, we guessed Philip Glass, and it wasn't an answer. And I was like, oh, well, there we go. But as soon as they got the wrong answer and they started the next question, every three heads nodded up and down. We got this. And they did. They knew some other composer and with some I've never even heard of the stuff myself. I'll be straight up honest with you. I had never heard of the guy. I had never heard of the songs, and they knew him. And I'm just standing there keeping score, just shaking my head going, I don't know how they're doing this. I've been so impressed with them this year. But that's probably the most recent example. But, yeah, it happens at every meet, to be honest with you.
All right. And the other interesting storyline, how you have to be impressed with multi-talented kids. I was told there's a handful of kids Saturday that are SCO bowlers and are playing a role in the musical, right? I mean, that's a big day. That's a lot to take on with, you know, having to perform Saturday night, Friday night, and then get up early Saturday morning and try and get this program scholastic bowl team on the stage.
It is. It's kind of the curse of the small school. You know, our kids are involved in so many different activities. We even had three or four of our players tonight who weren't able to be at practice because they've got dress rehearsal for the musical. When they found out that sectionals would be on Saturday, of course, the musical is being performed Saturday night, they got a little panicky, and they said, well, Coach, we got the musical. I said, the meet's in the morning. You'll be done in plenty of time. Oh, okay, that's good. You know, it's one of those things. We always have conflicts. We'll have kids who will have, say, an FFA competition or a sporting event that they have to go to, and it's unfair to them, but they have to choose sometimes. And I don't fault them if they choose one of the other things. I understand kind of where, over the years, Scholastic Bowl has been placed at in the pantheon of high school activities. So if a kid needs to go to the wrestling meet or the basketball game or a music contest or something like that, that's fine. Go. We have plenty of kids, and when a kid's gone, that just means more playing time for someone else. But especially when you got come playoff time, it's nice to have the whole team there. And it works out that way. The IHSA is pretty good about scheduling things, you know, one championship per weekend. You don't get a lot of overlap because they understand some kids participate in multiple things. But, yeah, as a small school, we always have kids who are doing all these things. And then on top of that, they've got jobs and all the other stuff they've got to do. So, there's a lot of time conflicts for them.
We wrap up here again. The Scholastic Bowl is the sectional. It's a big deal. Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock at Sherrard High School. Sherrard's in the field. Mercer County's in the field. Riverdale's in the field. Peru St. Bede is in the field. And the winner moves on to the IHSA State Scholastic Bowl meet in Peoria next week. So we wish Mercer County well, the best of luck. And, of course, Sherrard, a local school as well. We wish them luck. But as I was watching practice here, you know, when you talk about, like, when you're just watching, you know, there's like 15, I think I was here for about 15 or 16 toss-up questions, and you think, when you know one, you're like, yeah, I know that, you know, but the majority of them, you don't. But I want you to share with our listening audience, I did know one toss-up question where I said, well, if one of these teams, I think there's three teams in here that you had set up, if you pay me $10, I'll serve on your team and I'll answer the question. I'm kidding about the money. But tell them what the question is, and I got it right.
It was the question about the novel In Cold Blood by Truman Capote. It was a series of lines from the movie, and Jim was in the back of the room and instantly raised his hand. He had to name the title of the book, and I had gotten the first sentence of the quote out in that hand. He stood up, and that hand was waving around, and all my kids had these blank looks on their faces. And I said, well, Mr. Taylor knows the answer, so, and that's when you made the offer, and of course they didn't know it, but you did.
Yeah, but 14 other questions I had no idea about, so that's kind of how it works. But seriously, great to recognize these kids that do this, and I'm glad the IHSA makes a big deal about it, and I'm glad Mercer County High School and the Mercer County School District makes a big deal about it. So good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
All right. Get out there if you can. Just stop by. See one Scholastic Bowl match over at Sherrard High School, 10 o'clock Saturday morning. More on WRMJ in a moment.